The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Scraponomics, understanding the fundamental economics of recycling. I'm your host, Michael Bass, fourth generation of Friedland Industries in Lansing. Let's get started. One of the more interesting aspects of scrap is meeting the various people in businesses and finding out more about their scrap recycling needs as individuals or industries. A lot of the time, this means we have to see their location in order to figure out what works best for their situation. The amazing thing is that each situation is unique and may require us at Friedland to come up with a customized solution. Luckily, we're used to challenges like this. For example, if we get a call from a farmer who is cleaning up her property, the situation might call for us to place a roll-off container at her location. Easy enough, but sometimes we need to see the location to make sure the roll-off is placed correctly and on a hard surface. For printing companies, however, it's almost always necessary that we take a look at the facility. For large printing companies, we may place a full trailer at a dock and swap it with an empty trailer when it gets full, or even place a compactor if the company generates shavings or book trimmings on a continuous basis. Automotive manufacturers may need us to create steel tubs to collect aluminum turnings and switch them with a trailer of empty tubs when all of the tubs they have are full. The best part about doing this is that you begin to understand how so many different industries function and how important they are. It feels good to know that we can help them, not only by keeping their costs down, but in many cases, help them earn money back from their cost of production. Interestingly, the value of scrap has become an integral part of a company's budget. Do you have a revenue line for recycling in your company's budget? Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scraponomics, understanding the fundamental economics of recycling. To learn more, go to friedlandindustries.com. That's FRIEDLAND industries.com.